Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you were listening closely to the text this morning, you would realize that this is not Good Shepherd Sunday at all. This is Good Gate Sunday. Because Jesus does not say, "I am the shepherd of the sheep." We always think that because it's Good Shepherd Sunday. What the gospel says, very truly, "I am the gate for the sheep. And all who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate." Unfortunately, Gate Sunday doesn't attract a lot of attention. But it's a powerful image of Jesus and of the gospel. And it's what I want to spend a little time with today. There are all kinds of gates in the world. Some gates are meant to keep us out. Growing up, I remember from the time, from my birth, there was this thing called the Berlin Wall. And for most of my life, I understood the Berlin Wall to be trying to keep, this was even taught in one of my classes, that it was designed to keep that evil Western influence out of East Germany. And within that wall were great fortified gates through which almost no one passed. Very few people passed. It was a gate that I thought was meant to keep people out. But of course, we all know that the gate and the wall were meant to keep people in. It was confinement. And then there are the gates that keep people out. Some of them are good. We encounter them daily, a gate across a bad piece of highway. In Kansas, where we were for the last 12 and a half years, there was a huge gate, two great big gates that went over highway. That's one of those guys. She drives. Highway 70. And in the winter, when it would snow, and it would get blizzard conditions, they just closed the gate from the border of Kansas to the first city in Colorado. I always wondered what happened to all the people who were already en route. But it was for your own good that the gate got closed. It's a good gate. Not long ago, when I was driving in Kailua, I went down around Lanikai, and I encountered another kind of gate. Beautiful, ornate, copper, pounded copper with flowers and birds, and it was absolutely a gorgeous gate. Beautiful, beautiful way of saying you are not welcome here. There are all kinds of gates. Sometimes we in the church interpret this Jesus gate in the same kinds of ways as we interpret other gates. For some, this text speaks of a Jesus who is a gate that keeps people out. If you don't meet certain criterion, if you are not moral enough or wealthy enough, or if you don't meet certain rules, if you fall within a certain ethnic group or outside of a certain ethnic group, you are not welcome. We know what that looks like. It's everywhere. And in that kind of gate, Jesus is the shepherd who is sorting out the right sheep from the wrong sheep. But I'm not sure that's the kind of gate Jesus speaks of in this gospel. It seems to me that as we read this gospel lesson and all of the text around it, the kind of gate that Jesus is different. There are some gates that have a very different purpose. I remember going to a cathedral once, and at that cathedral is a huge, huge portico, a gate, beautifully decorated, huge, giant thing that announced to everyone, this is how you get in here. But there was no gate to swing shut. I think that's the kind of gate that Jesus is. And I think that's made evident on the cross. When Jesus goes to the cross, he does not go to it saying to the world, hey, I am dying for all the wealthy people. Or I'm dying for the white people or the straight people, but not for those other people. In fact, even though in the beginning he thinks he's there for the Jewish folk, in the end he says, I am here for you. Jesus' gate is cross-shaped and swings wide open to invite everyone. I think that's the kind of gate into the sheepfold that Jesus is. And he says to them, look, when you come through that gate, you will know the shepherd's voice. And this is where all of the metaphors get all mixed up in this text, because now Jesus is both the gate and the shepherd. He's tricky. But we know that shepherd's voice. And it calls to us daily to be God's people. And I would submit this radical thought, that when Jesus leaves and he makes us his body, that now we become shepherd and gate. And the question for us is, what sort of gate will we be? Will we be a gate that keeps people enslaved, keep them in? Will we be a gate that keeps people out? Or will we be the portico that points clearly and invitingly to God's grace for life? What sort of gate shall we be in this world? The text seems clear. And Jesus said, truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. And everyone who came before me are thieves and bandits. Whoever enters me will be saved. The thief comes only to steal and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Be the gate of life. Amen.